spot. $75 to $75. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Nell Minow is coming up for you to talk about the Oscars in just a moment. But first, let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The story of the little engine that could at the Oscars, Anora. The story of a New York sex worker walked away with five awards on ABC, including Best Picture and Best Director for Sean Baker.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a truly independent film. This film was made on the blood, sweat, and tears of incredible indie artists.
Anora's Mikey Madison won Best Actress, Adrienne Brody Best Actor for playing a Holocaust survivor in The Brutalist.
It's an important time to recognize that there's no place for intolerance.
Supporting acting awards went to Zoe Saldana and Kieran Culkin. More from CBS's Matt Wolf in L.A.
The Oscars opened with a tribute to the city of L.A., still in recovery after the devastating wildfires. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo performed a medley of songs from The Wizard of Oz and Wicked.
And I lost a dear friend.
Morgan Freeman with an emotional tribute to the iconic Gene Hackman, who died last week.
Wildfires are raging across North and South Carolina, the largest in Myrtle Beach.
We have a pool in our yard, and we came out, and there is ashes on top of the water.
Flames are being fanned by high winds and dry conditions. So far, no injuries reported. EU leaders met over the weekend, pledging to bridge the gap between the U.S. and Ukraine after Friday's contentious White House meeting between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
It's time to act. Time to step up and lead and to unite around a new plan for a just and enduring peace.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has granted clemency to a former police officer who went to jail two nights before for shooting a man suspected of stealing sunglasses. Shot him to death.
Fairfax County Sergeant Wesley Shiflett's three-year sentence had just begun when Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin commuted it, calling it unjust. Shiflett's attorney, Caleb Kirshner.
He was incredibly grateful. He understands the gravity of it all.
Shiflett shot and killed the suspect after he ignored orders to get on the ground and ran away and instead, he was unarmed. Fairfax prosecutor calls the commutation an insult to Virginians who value an untainted justice system. Peter King, CBS News.
New survey of business executives is weighing in on the economy, on the Trump administration's plan to slash the federal workforce. NABE's Ken Simonson.
They think that the so-called DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, will not be able to achieve major budget savings.
Economists also predict tariffs will have a negative effect on the economy and inflation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine will see some protesting today. In the morning, State Representative Greta Neubauer and others plan on creating a scene at Brian Stiles' Racine office at the courthouse. A statement says they'll be delivering letters of opposition about Medicaid legislation to his office. Later in the day, protests are planned for Monument Square. Based on the images, you can tell someone was speeding. Three cars were involved in a crash at Albert Street and Summit Avenue in Racine last night. That's near Moreno Park. One car rolled over and someone was trapped inside, with initial reports coming in at around 5. At least three people were taken to the hospital with their conditions not yet known. Several Racine County crews were called in to help with an out-of-control grass fire yesterday. It was in Tishigan near the Waukesha County line. The flames were reportedly getting close to a barn, but firefighters from all over, including Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester, were called in to assist. They were able to get things under control. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. Yeah, I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw, and then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL Scouting Combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stilton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night, and then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This is how I grew up. Our high school mascot was a gopher. Like, my self-esteem wasn't low enough in high school. We had to cheer for a rodent. What is that? Out there at the big games, we've got to high school yearbook, because I like to look at the people that used to intimidate me. That's the best. You look through, it's like, wow, Beth was the homecoming queen. Now she's the trailer park queen. Woo! Go Gophers! And I love it. If you look in your high school yearbook, it's so great, because the stuff people wrote in there, very sincere. I want to, like, call people based on what they wrote in my yearbook. Like, I haven't talked to them since. Just call them up. Hey, Susan, what's going on? This is Lara. What am I doing? Staying sweet, just like you said. Yeah, thanks for the advice. It is really working out for me. Hey, Susan, I have a question. Are you still with Corey Trapper Mullins? No. Oh, says here forever. That's too bad.
You know, it's funny, some of the people who wrote in my yearbook were some of the most beautiful girls I went to school with. They wrote these lovely things, but they wouldn't date me on a bet, but they wrote some nice things about me. Looking back, huh, yeah. Okay, Nell Minow is here because movies are my passion. Radio is my life, but movies are my passion, and I love the movies. And after this weekend, my wife said, "You're not picking the movies anymore," because she didn't like my picks. Anyway, Nell's here, the movie mom, also a contributor to RogerEbert.com, themoviemom.com. Okay, the Academy Awards, this is the big granddaddy of all awards in my eyes anyway. And before we start with who won, who lost, what do you think of the presentation last night?
I give it a B+. I thought it was very, very good. There were a lot of wonderful parts. They didn't make many mistakes. I was a little worried at first when Conan O'Brien said he wasn't going to waste our time and that he went into a kind of a silly musical number about it. But I thought it was a really good show. I wasn't all that crazy about some of the awards, but we'll get into that. But I thought it was a very fine show.
Yeah, I liked the opening song.
Oh, my God.
From Wicked.
You couldn't do better than that. I love that they tied the opening song numbers to the origin story, where you had Ariana Grande singing the song from
Over the
Wizard
Rainbow,
of Oz.
Yeah.
And Cynthia Erivo singing the song from The Wiz. And then together they sang, of course, the song from their movie, from Wicked. And I'll tell you, the way that Ariana Grande looked at Cynthia Erivo when she was doing her solo was just so touching and sweet. And the two of them were beautiful, and their voices are just legendary.
I like the fact that Ariana Grande backed off to give Cynthia Erivo the stage. She backed off in the background. You couldn't see her. And then she came forward for a little bit, then backed off again to give her due audience applause. And I thought that was what a class act. That was
so
really good.
Gracious, so lovely. Yeah. You can tell that they adore each other. And I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Here it comes.
That we're going to talk about for next year. I think Wicked Part 2 is probably going to win the Oscar next year.
Yeah, I think they were waiting for... They didn't want to give a half a movie an Oscar.
Yeah.
They wanted to give the whole movie. It's like a Lifetime Achievement Award. You have to wait till the second half of the career is over. And we're going to talk about...
Yeah, the second half is more emotional. It's more demanding on the actors. It's more dramatic. So I think that's what's going
to
happen.
You know, I was talking to my wife last night. She goes, I think Part 2 is going to be more dark. We already saw the Broadway musical. I mean, we know what we know what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, we've all seen The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
We know what's going to happen.
Right. I did like the James Bond songs. I thought that was very... See, I like that as part of the Oscars, maybe because that's the way I grew up watching the Academy Awards. I do like the Salute to James Bond.
Yeah, me too. I thought that was really, really nice.
Classy.
Margaret Qualley, of course, from The Substance, the daughter of Andy McDowell, she was trained as a dancer. If you want to have just the experience of the day, you want to go to YouTube and watch her perfume commercial where she does the wildest dance. And so it was great to see her dancing. I thought she did a lovely job. These three singers... You know, you're going, well, I don't know who's going to top Shirley Bassey, but they did very well.
I was thinking of Shirley Bassey the whole time. A little side note here. When I was in Atlanta back in the 70s, we sponsored a concert with Shirley Bassey. And part of the thing was you were supposed to greet our ticket winners afterwards at a Coke wine and cheese party, Coca-Cola wine and cheese party. And she said right in front of our listeners when they came back, says, I give them a concert. I don't have to talk to them. And she walked out. Whoa. There was an awkward silence in that room afterwards.
I guess.
She went to a mental institution shortly thereafter. I don't know if we drove her to it or not.
Wow.
Something else I liked last night. Classy Mick Jagger on stage looking great in a tux. It just sounded great. He had a lot of life into him. I love the fact they brought Mick Jagger out there. And people forget, he made a couple of movies.
He's made a bunch of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was witty and charming. And his comments about Bob Dylan were so much fun.
He was good. I'm glad they brought it. They said a rock legend is coming out. And I said, ooh, who can it be? And then Mick Jagger walks out. Didn't even expect him to be there. That was
not
good.
At all. Do you think he was there replacing Harrison Ford, who at the last minute had to drop out because he got sick?
Oh, I don't know if Mick Jagger is a last-minute replacement for anybody.
They said that he was at the Vanity Fair party, and nobody even realized that he'd left. And all of a sudden, there he was on the screen.
I just have a feeling Mick Jagger is one of those people you don't call in at the last... I could be wrong. But he just seems like you have to arrange in advance with Mick Jagger.
Well, I kept thinking through the whole show, which one of these people is a replacement for Harrison Ford? And I thought it seemed likely that it was him.
Yeah, I did like that, the bit at the beginning, where if you don't go off after the music starts playing, you're going to get that semi-disappointing look from John Lithgow.
That was very funny. And, of course, he just was perfect.
He went with it,
He's going to be the new Dumbledore.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, in the remake of the Harry Potter movies, he's going to be Dumbledore, and I bet he'll be fantastic.
That look he gave, that disappointing look.
Oh, my God. That's why he is such a great actor.
And you know what's fun? Some of these actors go with the flow, and I liked when they did that. Here's some of the things I didn't understand. How many major studios were represented last night? Other than Universal Pictures for Wicked, these were all independent companies. A24 and all these companies nobody ever heard of before.
Well, A24 has come out of nowhere to all of a sudden be, better than what Miramax was in its day in terms of just racking up awards, making interesting work. So A24 is really, really, really interesting. And what's particularly interesting about it is that the executives at A24 almost never give interviews, and it's really quite mysterious where they came from. And finally, Business Week did an article about them, and I learned a lot. They were Wall Street guys who love movies, and they've just done an extraordinary job. I keep hoping that they will stay independent and they won't get snapped up by one of the studios. I mean, if a studio can buy James Bond, then, you know, or the Muppets or Star Wars, then anything is possible. But they are just great.
Yeah, Amazon bought MGM, and with it, they got James Bond, and the Broccoli family is out.
Well, they bought the Broccoli family was separate. They had their own ownership, which they've been very protective of over the years. So Amazon just bought James Bond just in the last couple of weeks.
But you didn't see Paramount Pictures represented. You didn't see MGM represented. Yeah. You didn't see Columbia Pictures not represented. Didn't these people make movies this year? Or there's just the independents that made films?
They did, but the independents, you know, it's very interesting. Ever since the Oscars responded to Oscars So White and got a much younger and more diverse set of voters, they've given out these awards to things like Parasite. And even though Emilia Perez and The Substance didn't win last night, except for makeup, and Zoe Saldana, but they didn't win the big awards last night. That really is a reflection of the fact that you've got a younger and more diverse voting crowd.
One last thing on the presentation. What I didn't like is I did like the fact when they introduced the actors and actresses in the supporting roles and the main actor and actress, best picture, best actor and actress, they didn't tell you what movies they were in.
Oh, you're right. I didn't notice that because I just am, you know, so into it.
Yeah, they didn't tell you. So I'm looking at, what movie was she in? They didn't even mention it.
Well, you're right about that. My husband did not like the way that they spoke to each of the nominees, but I did. I thought it was very warm-hearted and lovely.
It was good.
And you know what? I noticed a change last night that I haven't seen anybody else comment on. It used to be that they did opposite gender presenters, so that best actress would be presented from the previous year's actress.
Yes.
This year they did same gender, and I thought that was actually very nice. There was sort of a sisterhood and a brotherhood feeling to it.
Now, it's not a negative. I didn't like the announcer. I thought he was too bad. We're coming up next. They used to have a woman for years.
Well, that's your profession as a voice guy, I guess, but I always liked Nick Offerman.
Well, the woman they used to have doing it, Randy something or other, for years she was doing it. It was such a pleasant sound. I liked it. It was this guy, he wasn't pleasant to listen to. I mean, I know Nick Offerman, but it was like, all right, coming up, we've got more. And I didn't like that. I wish they'd bring Randy back. I don't know why she wasn't there this year, but anyway. Okay, let's talk about some of the movies. These are the ones I saw on the list. I saw the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown. Yeah. I saw Conclave. Let me get the list here that I wrote out for you so I don't... Okay, I saw The Brutalist, I saw A Complete Unknown, I saw Conclave, I saw Wicked. I didn't see the others because I didn't think they were going to win. So I didn't see them, and boy, was I wrong. Now, did you see all the 10 movies?
Yes. Yes.
Now, what I don't like is Emilia Perez, unless you own Netflix, which I don't, I couldn't see it. I mean, I'm not going to go get Netflix for $40, $50 to go see one movie. It's not going to happen. And they didn't show it in theaters, so I didn't see it. I didn't care about it. I still don't care about it because it wasn't shown in theaters. It didn't look good from the trailers and everything I was looking at anyway.
I do not think you would have liked it.
No.
You know what it's about?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think you would have liked it.
I just didn't like what I was seeing on there. I mean, I like musicals, but... It just looked crazy and chaotic, and I didn't like it. All right, let's talk about the list in alphabetical order. The winner was Anora.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
I'm not a fan of Anora, and I'll tell you what many people liked about it. The movie is almost in three acts. It's almost like three movies in one. And a lot of people praised it for having kind of genre fluidity, not gender fluidity, but genre fluidity. So the first act is almost like a romantic comedy as a stripper meets a young, I'm just going to say stupid, son of a Russian gangster. And when she sees his home that he's living in, which is this gigantic mansion she is very drawn to him because he's so wealthy, and he asks her to go to Las Vegas, and she does, and then he impetuously proposes to her. He says, why don't we get married, and it'll help me stay in this country, and it'll be great. We'll live happily ever after. And she feels like Cinderella, you know, and she goes, yeah, sure. And that's sort of the romantic comedy almost aspect of Act One. Act Two, his parents, of course, are furious about this, and they send a couple of goons to deal with it who are unsuccessful. In Act Three, the parents themselves arrive in their private plane and force her to go back to Las Vegas and get an annulment. So that's what that's about. Mikey Madison, we'll talk about her in a few minutes, you know, was terrific in it.
Is it Mikey Madison? Yeah, I forget if it was Mickey or Mikey.
Mikey.
Mikey Madison, okay.
Yeah, and they gave a little bit of a shout-out to Quentin Tarantino, who gave her her first movie role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So that's what the movie is about. I didn't like it very much. I did not think it was as weighty or as meaningful as many people did. I just thought it was okay, so I didn't love it.
I did like the speech. Was it Sean Baker, the producer or whatever?
Yeah.
He has a good personality.
He produced it. He wrote it, he directed it, and he edited it, and that's why he kept coming back and getting Oscar after Oscar after Oscar.
I love his speech about... He talked to the distributors of movies. You've got to show these in theaters. Don't stream them. You've got to see it with an audience. It's a communal thing when you see it with an audience, and you're all one. You're laughing. You're getting upset together. He said, stop streaming these movies. Put them back in theaters where they belong with people. I love that speech.
Yeah, I love that speech, too. You know, I had to smile, though, because he's really come from...
Streaming?
From his first film, he filmed on his phone, and it was about two trans sex workers. He makes a lot of movies. All of his movies are about sex workers in one way or another. His best movie, in my opinion, is The Florida Project with Willem Dafoe. I cannot say enough good things about that movie. That is a brilliant, brilliant movie. And then he made Red Rocket about a porn star, which I didn't like as much, and then Anora, which I thought was just okay. But he is a really interesting guy. I'm always interested to see what he does next. And for him to have made this movie, you know, to go from making a movie on his iPhone to making this movie for,
$6 million.
The amount of money that wouldn't have paid the lunch bill at Wicked or Dune is very impressive.
Six million speeches
were great last night. But, yeah, I was thrilled that he made that comment about theaters because, you know, for me, a theater is like a cathedral. When the lights go down, it just elevates your spirit.
Yes, I hate watching, you know, I watch movies on DVD because you have to sometimes because they, you know, we saw The Bridge on the River Kwai on TCM the other night.
I wish I could whistle the song for you.
The Colonel Bogey theme. It just, what movie making that is, that picture. The Bridge from the 1950s, Bridge on the River Kwai with William Holden and Alec Guinness and Seisu Hayakawa, who played the Japanese commander. Whoa, what a movie. Now, let's talk about some of the movies that didn't make it. First of all, Emilia Perez shouldn't be in there. It was never shown in theaters. It's a made-for-TV. It's a made-for-TV movie. That's all it was a made-for-TV film. Shouldn't even be in there. That's my attitude. Maybe I'm part of the old guard who wants to see it in theaters. I'm not much of a streamer. And that's a new phrase. That's a new thing I came up with. You're a streamer. No, I'm not a streamer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so if it's not in theaters, you don't get it. You know what? Put it in the Emmy Awards. It's a TV movie.
I want to say something about Emilia Perez. I also was not a huge fan of Emilia Perez, although I did love Zoe Saldana, and I was thrilled that she won the Oscar last night. And she gave, I think, one of the most emotional acceptance speeches that we saw last night. But I want to say something about it, which is that for a while, everybody said it was the front runner. It got the most nominations of any film, and then all of a sudden, it fell from grace because the star made some very inappropriate tweets. I mean, if you wanted to say it fell from grace because people actually saw it and said, okay, it's really not that great a movie, that would be one thing. But I think it's a mistake to care too much about what, you know, what the actors do in their private lives.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. I mean, yeah. One of the movies I really enjoyed this year was Flight Risk. It's by an actor I can't stand because of his big mouth, Mel Gibson. But I thought he made a good movie. I liked it.
I didn't like it. I thought it was ridiculous.
But it was, you know, an edge of your seat. You know, after watching some of these other movies on the list here, I liked it. Let me see if I need to break here. All right, we're going to talk about one. Well, yeah, let me take a break real quick because I don't want to cut you off in the middle here. Nell Minow, the movie mom at moviemom.com. And also, she is contributed to Roger Ebert. .com. You can check your reviews there. Very easy. She does the grammar school way of doing it. A, B, C, D, F. I love that. Because if it's an A, I said, what did she like about it? If it was an F, what did she hate about this movie? Do you give a lot of Fs, by the way?
Very seldom. I give fewer Fs than As. So I would say maybe less than once a year.
You give a lot of B pluses and Bs. I see those a lot, too.
Yeah.
All right, so Nell's here with more to talk about with Nell in a moment. 7:25 at WRJN. Time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Our United States Navy has been testing combat aircraft since 1943, and aviators generally agree Navy test pilots are a different breed. And yet in the field of experimental aviation, before or since, could any airman or airwoman's skill have surpassed that of the admiral? He was fearless, they say, and they are right. For although the extent of his exploits remain virtually unknown in the civilian world, he has flown higher and longer and under conditions more perilous than all but a few experts had dared to imagine. But now there was a particular wing design called Atalanta, which no Navy pilot had ever tested before. By far more sophisticated than any previous aeronautical creation, military or civilian, the Atalanta could practically reinvent itself in flight, morphing moment by moment to accommodate a wide variety of aerodynamic mechanisms, as they're called. Atalanta could generate vortices in the air to achieve greater lift, for example. 10 times the amount of lift produced by conventional aircraft wings. Did you hear that? 10 times the amount of lift. Atalanta could also perform rotational mechanisms and wake capturing mechanisms and the impressive clap and fling, as they are known in the science of flight. The coordination of those systems alone would require the most gifted of flyers with the fastest of reflexes. And then it gets complicated. For the test flight, the Atalanta must soar into a smokescreen so that ground-bound engineers armed with ultra-high-speed digital cameras can photograph the traces of smoke, thus to evaluate the system's aerodynamic efficiency. And meanwhile, someone aloft must control the ultimately sophisticated wing and at the same time fly blind. Well, the admiral, remember him, was the only flyer equal to the formidable task. The day of the test flight, he took off as though he had operated this system all of his life. The wind was brisk, more so than you'd guess safe for such a subtle aerodynamic design. But the admiral was clearly master of even these potentially precarious circumstances. Up ahead, the daunting smokescreen. But the admiral plunged in at top speed, and with cameras whirring, the air currents were precisely recorded, and the Atalanta soared out the other side, and an experimental success such as few could ever hope to witness had been triumphantly declared. Scientists and engineers will be a long time now studying the remarkable data harvested that day. I have before me the once secret top motion photos of that, shall we say, historic test flight. They are many things, intriguing, confounding, even awe-inspiring, but mainly they are so beautiful. For despite all that we know and all to which we aspire, no scientist or engineer, no earthly inventor of any kind has even come close to such a creation as Atalanta, the supremely versatile flying marvel from which aircraft engineers now hope to learn. For the First World War had its Red Baron. But you've just relived the first anywhere wind tunnel analysis completed in Oxford, England in 2002 of the astonishing flight characteristics of what lepidopterists call Vanessa Atalanta and what you have known all your life as the migratory Red Admiral Butterfly. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story coming your way 12:05 this afternoon with Dan Marcus here at WRJN. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news this morning, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tables were turned over and fists were flying during a fight at a Kenosha restaurant last night. Police were called to the Golden Corral at just before 7 for the report of a fight with a knife and one person injured. The extent of the injuries aren't yet known. Social media video of the event shows chaos, with a handful of people involved in the violence. Racine residents may see some signs downtown. A statement says State Representative Greta Neubauer will join supporters at the courthouse, where demonstrators plan to deliver letters opposing cuts to Congressman Brian Stiles' office. Monument Square is also said to be site of some protests later in the day. After starting in West Allis and winding through Racine County, a chase ended in Kenosha County early yesterday, with 5 from Illinois arrested. 2 others in the speeding SUV got away. The pursuit wrapped up near Salem Grade School after deputies put out spike strips. A search is underway for a missing 13-year-old girl who disappeared from Oak Creek Saturday afternoon. Lillian Asala is 5'5 and was last seen near South Pennsylvania in East Forest Hill Saturday. She was wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
All of production agriculture bracing to see what happens with tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that includes our U.S. livestock sector. Buck Wehrbein, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, was in Wisconsin recently. He says they're watching to see what happens next.
Tariffs are interesting because President Trump in his first term believed in them. And what did he say? A beautiful word, you know, tariffs. I think our position needs to be that he ran on that. He said he was going to use them and for different reasons. And we need to let it play out and give it a chance to see how it works for him. Tariffs are an economic issue, correct? And I'm not sure any of us totally understand economics. And if you do A, will B happen? And so we're concerned. I run a feedlot. I get paid to worry, and I'm good at it. And so I worry about this too, but I'm willing to give it a chance. It worked okay during the first Trump administration, so we'll give it some time.
Preaching patience, that is the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Buck Wehrbein, a special guest during the Wisconsin Winter Cattlemen's Conference in Mauston. Markets are next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.5 cents to 178. 40-pound block cheese down 9.5 to 177.5. Double A butter stood still, $2.34.5 per pound. As we start a Monday morning right now, we've got December new crop corn down a penny, $4.54. November new crop beans are up a penny at $10.30. The July new crop wheat up a nickel at $5.75. Currently, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3 at $18.24 a hundredweight. Speaking of cheese, don't forget, tomorrow's the beginning of the U.S. Champion Cheese event happening at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay. Follow the activity online, uschampioncheese.org. I'm PM Yonke.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night, and then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I was on a flight going from Los Angeles to New York City, and 2.5 hours into the flight, the engine blew up. And the plane started careening towards the earth, and people were flipped out. It was like, drinks were flying through the air. And I said to myself, stay calm. That's how you survive something like this. And I looked, and I saw two flight attendants who were looking out the window. They turned around, and they were sobbing. They were like, they were holding each other's hands going, I always thought you were professional, Karen. And as the plane was careening towards the earth, the pilot got on. The pilot goes, hello, ladies and gentlemen. There's no reason to be alarmed. We're going to land in Cleveland in 2 to 2.5 minutes. I don't want a pilot that's gone to his calm place, you know, his happy zone. Like, I'm a little boy. It's Christmas morning. Mother loves me. It would have been more comforting if the pilot was like, holy, did you guys feel that? I mean, do not the right side of the plane, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Keep your trays down if you want. It really doesn't matter. Go ahead and smoke. Seriously, smoke them up. Kiss a stranger. Yeah.
Minnow, the Movie Mom is with me at MovieMom.com, MovieMom.com, also at RogerEbert.com. Mel, I appreciate you coming on the day after the Oscars. I love it. Before we move on from Best Pictures, any other Best Picture nominees you want to talk about?
Well, we haven't talked about Conclave, okay, which is one of my favorites from last year. And you won't see a more visually striking movie last year, really, than that one. And I thought it was very provocative, very, fabulous acting. This is about the Pope has died. It's about the selection of the next Pope. And I thought that it did something that I've really never seen in a movie before, which is that it had the rhythms of a kind of a door-slamming farce, and yet it was a drama. You know, every 2 minutes in that movie, it's like a Rubik's Cube. Somebody comes in and with a new piece of information that changes everything. And I thought it was just really superbly done. I was thrilled that the screenwriter got the Oscar last night.
I was glad to see what goes on behind the scenes. I don't know if it really does all that infighting, but what's really eerie is we may be going through that pretty soon. I hope not.
Yeah, I know. They kind of mentioned that last night and wished the Pope all the best recovery. But yeah, it was fun to kind of get a peek into one of the most secret ceremonies that has been going on for hundreds of years, but also it resonated very deeply with the kinds of real world things like political elections that we're involved with all the time.
Yeah, I thought Ralph Fiennes did a great job of acting. Stanley Tucci, he was the same guy he
John
played
Lithgow.
Yeah, he was also the same guy, by the way, that he played in The Devil Wears Prada, where he didn't. Remember, he was going to get the promotion, but he didn't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I said Stanley Tucci's great, and John Lithgow was great as well as a conniver, a sneak.
He's great, yeah, and he's the new Dumbledore in the new Harry Potter series. So I'm looking forward to that.
And once again, that look he gave at the Oscars last night—that disappointed look.
Oh, that was hilarious. Disappointed look.
Okay, Wicked. Good movie. Great. I loved it. I saw the Broadway musical. Saw it in Chicago. Everything I wanted, I got from the movie. But it's only half a movie. And I don't know if they're going to give the Oscar to half a movie. Maybe they'll give it to next year. The substance?
I think they will. I think that's my prediction. I think they will give it next year to Wicked 2, which is a more complex, a darker, more dramatic part of the story. And I think I think that the next year it's going to be tough to beat for the Oscar.
I caught something in Wicked that my wife didn't catch. And it's very briefly on screen in the distance where they show Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow walking through the field, and it's only on screen for a second or two.
Yes, but it tells you what's coming next.
Yeah, and my wife said, "Oh, I didn't see that." I said, "Yeah, they did show it. Yeah, it was very quick.
Yeah, they sure did. Just a little glimpse."
Okay, Nickel Boys, I'm still here. People never saw those movies. I didn't meet one person that saw, except those two ladies in the theater that saw all 10 films.
Mm-hmm.
The Substance. People who saw it said I couldn't stand it. I had to leave halfway through the movie. I don't really know what it was.
It's really disgusting.
Okay, that's probably why they wanted to leave. A Complete Unknown. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah,
I thought
it's an excellent movie.
And I thought he nailed Bob Dylan, Timothée Chalamet. He was also in Dune 2 he starred in. He had two movies up there.
Yeah, he starred in two of the nominees for Best Picture. And that's kind of why they were making fun of him, because he's so young and he's so successful. And he's dating a Kardashian, or I should say a Jenner, you know. So
that wasn't Kris Jenner with him, was it?
That was Kris Jenner's daughter. He's dating one of the Jenner daughters, yeah.
Oh, he looks like a bar mitzvah boy, like he's 13, 14 years old. He doesn't look that old.
He does, yeah.
Okay, Best Actress. This is a tough category because I only saw one performance, Cynthia Erivo. I didn't see any of the others. The winner was Mikey Madison for Anora. Now, you weren't thrilled about the movie. How about her performance?
Yeah, I did not love the movie. Her performance was excellent. I was really rooting for Cynthia Erivo. I thought her performance was so subtle and complex in a very big, I'm not saying this in a critical way, but it's a big, loud, busy movie. And she was kind of the still center of the movie in a way that I thought just made the film for me. So I really wanted her to win. And I, you know, even though I didn't like The Substance very much, I would have been fine with Demi Moore. She's just put in the time for 40 years, and it was a very daring role for her because she gets very, very ugly in the movie, and that's why they got, you know, the best makeup and hair award. But you know what? Every once in a while, including with Goldie Hawn, who we saw giving as a presenter last night, they like to give a nod to an up-and-coming young person, and they did that with Mikey Madison, and we'll look forward to seeing what she does next.
Did you think her performance was the best among all five?
No, I thought Cynthia Erivo was the best, and maybe Demi Moore was the second best. You know, at this point, when you're talking about the Oscar nominees, they're all great. It could go to any one of them. That would have been fine. But I was really rooting for Cynthia Erivo.
The thing with Cynthia Erivo is we know she's the Wicked Witch. We know she's mean and wicked through and through, but she was likable. And that's tough to do today, because we all know the story of the Wicked Witch of the West. We know it.
Well, we do, but I think most bad guys start out as good guys, and then something happens to them. So that's part of what has made this story so enthralling for people ever since the original book was written. And now, do you know who wrote the play and the movie? Winnie Holtzman, who's married to the actor Paul Dooley.
Oh, okay. I know Paul Dooley. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
The dad in Breaking Away, the dad in 16 Candles. He plays a lot of dads.
Now, what is Cynthia Erivo's character name in the film? Do you remember?
Elphaba.
Elphaba. You know where they got the name from?
No.
L. Frank Baum. Elphaba.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful touch.
So you come here in this program, you learn. This is not an entertainment show. This is a learning experience. It's like a mini college for movies. Yeah, L. Frank Baum, Elphaba. That's where they got it from.
It's a great name.
Best actor, Adrian Brody. Although I did not like the movie at all, The Brutalist, he was good in it.
He was terrific. And here we have a guy who, first of all, is still the youngest person ever to win the Best Actor Award. And here he is again, however, 30 years later, winning it again, both times playing a Holocaust survivor. So maybe the Hollywood could give him some different opportunities. I thought his speech was the worst of the night. I was happy that he won because he really is a terrific actor. He brings so much to every part that he does. And in this movie, he got a chance to really show everything he could do. He was terrific in it. But yeah, his speech was not great. Whose speech was the best? I thought Kieran Culkin's speech was the best.
No, I told you, that guy who gave the speech about the movies, he could be in theaters.
Oh, Sean Baker. That was lovely. But Kieran Culkin, what he said about his wife was very funny.
And here's something else. People don't realize that's Macaulay Culkin's little brother.
It sure is. And you can even glimpse him in Home Alone. He's got a very small part in Home Alone. And, of course, he's in Succession. So he's been around for quite a long time. A lot of those people, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, started very, very young. And they've been, and Mickey Madison started as very young. So, yeah, that's great. Did you see that Adrian Brody threw his chewing gum at
his girlfriend?
Is that
what it was? I saw him throw something, but I didn't know what it was. It was just chewing gum?
Yeah, he was walking up to the podium, and he realized that he had chewing gum in his mouth.
Oh, is that what he threw?
He turned around and threw it at Georgina Chapman, who's his girlfriend, and who used to be married to Harvey Weinstein.
He threw... that's a weird background.
Yeah. Who is the correct response?
Yeah, I didn't know what I sort of threw something. Now those little
that was crazy. He could have just slipped into his pocket, you know. Yeah. I mean, or maybe not be chewing gum at the Oscars when they're announcing your award.
Or stuck it under the podium, you know.
Yeah.
You could have done that. What, now, those little lapel pins they were wearing, is that for the fires?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, let's give a shout out to one of the most graceful moments of the ceremony, which was when they brought the firefighters out on stage and let them do some of the jokes. I thought they did a great job.
They really handled it well, too. I think they did a good job on those jokes. Coleman Domingo. Nobody's seen the movie Sing Sing. Nobody's ever heard of him.
It's a fantastic movie. It was definitely one of the best movies of the year.
So why didn't I see it? Why didn't they watch it in theaters?
I don't know. I loved that movie. I went to a special gala performance of the movie here in Washington at the Smithsonian Museum of African American History, and a lot of the people who were in it. One of the things that I loved about Coleman Domingo's performance, and by the way, this is the second year in a row he's been nominated for Best Actor. He was nominated for the movie about Bayard Rustin last year. But one of the things I loved about his performance in this movie, the movie is about, of course, you know, Sing Sing, the prison. And it's about a program in the prison where the imprisoned men put on plays and how transformational that experience is in their lives, especially when they write their own plays. And the recidivism rate for participants in that program is 3% as opposed to over 60% for the rest of the people who are imprisoned there. So Coleman Domingo is the only fully professional actor in the cast. Everybody else is somebody who was a real participant in that program, somebody who really was in prison and really did participate. And so as an actor, as a very classically trained actor, to work with amateurs in this way, I think is a real challenge. And he was fantastic, so supportive of the other actors, so seamless. And they also did something else very unusual in that movie. This is a new movie company, and every movie they make, everybody gets paid the same amount, whether you are the writer, the director, whether you're Coleman Domingo, whether you're the person who brings the donuts around at lunchtime. Everybody gets paid the same amount. Everybody participates in the money that the movie makes, same amount. And I love that. Sort of, and it's very consistent with the theme of the movie.
Sort of like radio. Okay. by the way, for people that know, Sing Sing is the prison in Ossining, New York. And that's where the name Sing Sing comes from, Ossining. It's just north of Manhattan. And Ossining, that's where the Sing Sing. So it is a real prison, by the way. Sebastian Stan, The Apprentice. Now, was that in theaters?
Yes, that was in theaters.
Whoa.
Late last year.
24 minutes? How long was it in theaters for? I didn't know it.
Yeah. For a blink and you miss it. But yeah, that movie was, of course, quite controversial because it is based on the true story of Donald Trump and his early relationship with one of the most evil people in America, Roy Cohn. And if you have not seen the documentary about Roy Cohn, then I would say, by the way, as long as we're talking about documentaries, I've been telling people for months that, I know you don't have Netflix, but The short documentary on Netflix, which got the Oscar last night, The Only Girl in the Orchestra, I highly, highly recommend it. It will make you feel good about life. And it is the true story of the first woman to be hired in the New York Philharmonic by Leonard Bernstein. And she's still going strong. She's now teaching. And it was made with great love by her niece. And it is just a wonderful, heartwarming film. I was thrilled to see that win.
Nell Minow, The Movie Mom. More with Nell coming up. We have some more awards to talk about. TheMovieMom.com, also RogerEbert.com. It's 7:49, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, and at O&H Danish Bakery, that means poochkies. These generous ice-filled donuts will be available in all your favorite varieties. So call, stop in, or order online today. Remember, there is no substitute for O&H Danish Bakery's freshly made poochkies. So pick up several for your family to enjoy. Order online at stores.ohbakery.com. Call or stop in. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Talking to the movie mom. I'm talking with the microphone off because I was talking to Nell. MovieMom.com and also RogerEbert.com. You were telling me, I was reading the People magazine rundown. You said, was it your niece who wrote that?
That's right. She's one of the editors of People magazine. Her name is Alex Apatoff, and I really enjoyed reading her rundown on the Oscars. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, I was reading that too this morning when I got up. Oh, very good. Look at you, royalty. You know, John. I tell my John F. Kennedy story to everybody because your dad. And I'll just make it brief. Your dad was Newton Minow. Chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, appointed by John F. Kennedy, did so many great things. He made it PBS from the National Education Television.
Right.
He made PBS, put up the first telecommunications satellite. Some of the people in television didn't like what he was doing. And we mentioned that the SS Minow on Gilligan's Island, the shipwreck, was named after your dad. But you said
an insult. That's right.
Right. It wasn't meant to be a compliment. And you sent me a picture of you standing next with your family, standing next to John Kennedy. So I tell everybody, I am 1 degree away from John Kennedy because I know you and you knew John Kennedy. 1 degree away from John F. Kennedy.
1 degree.
And the people who know me are just 2 degrees away from John F. Kennedy.
That's right. And Eleanor Roosevelt. I got to meet Eleanor Roosevelt, too. Let's point out that I was a child at the time. You know, I don't want people to think that I'm June Squibb here.
Well, I'm going to send you a picture that's hanging in our lobby of Eleanor Roosevelt in front of our microphone that says WRJN when she was in Racine back whenever. And so we got that picture hanging in our lobby.
Right, and, you know, my dad's from Milwaukee. My dad was born and grew up in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Went to George Washington High School.
Newton Minow, TV is a vast wasteland. I think that's why I think that's why they didn't like him.
I think that is why.
Nobody likes to be told their industry is garbage.
That's right.
Okay, let's talk about the supporting categories here. Best Supporting Actress, the winner was Zoe Saldana. And you said she was good in Emilia Perez.
She was fantastic, and she just gave every bit of herself. You know, I'll tell you something funny about it. she had more lines and more screen time in the movie than the star of the movie, the namesake of the movie. She played the lawyer for the character Emilia Perez, and yet they decided to put her up for supporting. They thought she'd have a better shot, and they were right.
The same thing with Ariana Grande. She should have been best actress, but they didn't want to split the vote.
They didn't want to. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, Isabella Rossellini, my wife leaned over to me when we were watching Conclave. She goes, I think that's Isabella Rossellini. And I said, It is.
It is.
You see, her role really wasn't worth a supporting Oscar nomination. I mean,
she was on screen for about 5 minutes.
I know.
But everybody loves her. So,
and she whispered her line because she was one of the nuns at the Conclave. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actor winner, Kiernan Culkin, the brother of Macaulay Culkin.
That was the one slam dunk. I mean, if you were betting at your family's Oscar party, that was the one sure thing because he won every preliminary award. And I have a movie critic buddy who says that he thinks that they factor in how entertaining the speeches are as they decide who to vote for. And certainly his speeches are a hoot. And he could not have been crazier than he was last night. The story that he told about his wife, I thought it was a great sort of kickoff to the whole show.
And I want to see that movie, A Real Pain. From the clips I saw, it looked kind of good.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I was really rooting for it to win the screenplay award, which it has in some of the other award ceremonies. But I thought it was just a terrific movie. And he was great in it.
It didn't play here at all in theaters. So, I never got a chance to see it. Sean Baker for a Nora winner, Best Director.
Best Director, Best Movie, Best Editor, Best Screenplay. He got all of the big awards. And for a guy whose first feature film was shot on an iPhone, he has come a long way. I think my favorite of his films so far is certainly The Florida Project, with Willem Dafoe, which I absolutely loved. I didn't care for Red Rocket very much. He seems to be focusing exclusively on sex workers, so that's been a theme of all of his movies so far, and he talked about that last night, and Mackie Madison talked about it too. But I thought his speeches were great, and as you said, he urged everybody to watch the movies in theaters. I talked to the producer of the Lord of the Rings movies. He said, if you knew how much time and attention we put into every square inch of what's on screen, you would not be watching them on your phone. Give us the credit we deserve for the time and attention we put into every inch of the screen. And certainly that's true of Conclave, which is one of the most beautiful films I've seen.
Okay, I want to get to the Razzies, but one more category. Best Animated Feature. Never heard of the movie Flo, but it won.
Yeah, I was kind of rooting for The Wild Robot, but Flo is a gorgeous film, and it was thrilling to see how excited they were. The first ever nomination from Latvia, the first, obviously, win from Latvia. I'm sure it's a big thing. The movie has not a single line of dialogue. It is silent because it's about animals escaping from a flood, but it is absolutely gorgeous.
I want to see it,
And watch the trailer. You'll get the idea. It's like it was done with watercolors.
I'm not going to cry, am I?
Oh, sure.
Animal stuff really gets to me. All right, let's talk about the Razzies. These are the worst of the worst, and they give them out the night before the Academy Awards.
Right.
Madame Webb, worst picture of the year. Deserve it so?
I didn't think it was the worst movie of the year. It was not a good movie. What I did like about the Razzies this year was two things. They've added a new category, which is Razzie Redeemer, and that's when someone who has previously won a Razzie has done wonderful work and deserves a positive reinforcement. So I love that they gave that to Pamela Anderson for The Last Showgirl. She gave a great performance in that. Jamie Lee Curtis is great in that as well. Dave Bautista is great. That's a very touching movie about a woman who's given her whole life to being a showgirl in Las Vegas, and then her show is shutting down and about what's going to happen to her. I did like giving supporting actor Razzie to Jon Voight, who made 4 terrible movies last year. What is that guy doing? And my favorite thing about the Razzies is that Francis Ford Coppola showed up to accept his Razzie for Megalopolis, a movie that I really couldn't stand.
Now, that happened before. Sandra Bullock got up there to accept her Razzie.
She did, And it was the same year that she got the Oscar for Best Actress, but for a different movie.
You know what? And that's being a good sport. Just going along.
It's being a very good sport. Absolutely.
I mean, you know when you make a flop. I mean, be obvious. You know, flop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Joker Folie Deux. No, I didn't see it, but I heard horrible things about it. I thought that would have been the worst picture of the year.
I think it is the worst picture of the year. Just, you know, all respect to Lady Gaga. She should not have wasted her time on it.
And Jerry Seinfeld, old childhood friend of mine. Worst actor.
You know what? That wasn't the worst movie. I mean,
well, he was worst actor.
So the Razzies, I used to vote in the Razzies, and I won't do it anymore because it's kind of mean-spirited. But as I said, I like the fact that they are acknowledging that Pamela Anderson is great.
So you like the positive aspect of the Razzies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sum it up for us in a few words here. The Academy Awards last night, it's in the books. You had a good time watching it? I did.
I thought it was a really good show. Conan O'Brien did a great job. There were some wonderful highlights. And even though I didn't agree with every one of the awards, it was great to see the community come together the way they did and support the rejuvenation of Los Angeles.
You know, he did have a good line last night. Was he came out with Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal. He said to Meg Ryan, you know, I used to work here.
Yeah, that was very funny.
That was good.
It was great to see the two of them together.
Yes, and she looked great. You know, Goldie Hawn looked great. I don't know how old she is.
Goldie Hawn looked great. And Andrew Garfield's tribute to her. Every time Andrew Garfield talks about his mother, I start to cry. I don't know if you saw his Sesame Street appearance where he talked about the death of his mother. Or when he was on one of the talk shows and he talked about his mother and he talked about how the pain of missing her just reminds him how much he loved her.
I love talking to you, Nell. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Nell Minow, the movie mom from moviemom.com. Also, RogerEbert.com. I love talking movies with Nell. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 5 cheers for the little guy at the Academy Awards.
It really feels wonderful that the Academy is recognizing independent film.
CBS's Matt Wolf from Hollywood.
And the Oscar goes to
Anora.
In the hotly contested Best Picture category, the big winner with 5 Oscars. That includes Anora's rising star Mikey Madison with the Best Actress Award, calling her win surreal.
Sir, I do not know that.